guys, what's up? It's your girl, Sydney Clark. I really need to get it together. It's Dr. Sydney Clark. What's up? I hope each of you are well. I am tired, y'all. On last week's episode, I gave y'all a snippet, a live taping from Essence. Since then, I've gone back to New Orleans, so that means I've spent two consecutive weekends in New Orleans. Fun, exciting, but in the words of Marlo, today drained me. Like, the post-recovery from vacation is real. I don't know about you guys, but I need about 10 to 15 business days to recover from vacation. It's that intense. Like, once you get home and you have to clean up and you have to do laundry, and then most of us have to go back to work, right? So it's like a never-ending cycle. You never get to just be. You just don't get to be. And so, with that being said, I know you're probably like, why did you go back to New Orleans? Well, I have a friend who is my longtime childhood friend who got married. She's such an artist and creator that her story, her vision came to life during her wedding. I hope that she enjoyed it. And her wedding was everything that she envisioned and more, because it was amazing. And I don't know, that was my first time experiencing, because it was an experience, a New Orleans wedding. So on the first night, she had a welcome party, which was a second line. If you don't know what a second line is, look it up. I urge you to look it up. There's actually a reel from me attending a second line a few months ago. You can YouTube it. You can TikTok it. The videos will give you an in-depth, you know, visual of second line. So we did that. And then on Saturday, we had the ceremony. And my God, it was literally a girl's dream come true. As young girls, as women, when we're young girls, we're often dreaming of this fairy tale wedding. It's just how we're wired. It's in all of our toys. It's in all of our movies, like this desire to be the ultimate girl, have the dream wedding. And she did it. And I'm so elated to be able to experience and celebrate that monumental moment with her. Y'all, I'm tired. Bear with me. Also, if you hear noise in the background moving around, it's because I'm at my mom's house. And you know, sometimes when you're visiting, you don't have the same level of privacy that you would have when you're recording in the comfort of your own home. So she's here. I'm here celebrating her because we now have two doctors in the family. So we're super excited about that. And God is so good. So I drove down to my hometown to celebrate her. And so if you hear any noise in the background, again, it's because, you know, when you're at your parents' house, you don't make the rules. So since we're here, we're going to go ahead and ask her a question. So, Mom, how does it feel to have completed your doctoral degree?
It feels like a miracle. It feels like a miracle. God has been very good to me and has brought me a very long way and brought me through the process as through life, and he just continuously does great things for me. So I'm just grateful and thankful.
So you and I completed our doctorate, one could say days apart. We defended our dissertations days apart. And so as a mom, I'm the same age now that you were when you had me. So just to be able to experience this together from a mom's perspective, how does that make one's mom feel?
Of course it makes one a mother feel proud. I'm godly proud for what all God has done in your life as well as mine. And he has definitely done exceedingly abundantly above what I could have asked or imagined.
I concur. It is definitely an awesome feeling. So blessed, so overjoyed. I really don't think words can express how this moment feels. Again, especially just thinking about my mom was the same age that I am now that she had me. I don't know how she did it because I can't even imagine my life right now with a kid. Yeah, so there's that. Shout out to all the moms out there and especially my mom. Okay, and so another question that I have for you is, as a mom with a daughter who completed this task, and I know what you mean to me and the role that you played in my life thus far, what would you say your mother's role was in your life into you accomplishing this goal?
First, I would say that my mother believed in me when I did not believe in myself. And I think it's imperative for parents to always look for the best in their children, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what choices they're making at the current time. You have to be able to see past the present and believe greater things for them in the future, you know. And so as my mom was dying, and I said, I was speaking to her, and she told me I wasn't the one she was worried about. And at that time in my life, I was unemployed and just doing, going here and there and just irresponsible, basically. But I wasn't the one that she was concerned about. And that has stuck with me to this day. And once I defended, once I defended my dissertation, I could not help but think about my mother, whom I called dear. And so I think it's always best to pray for your kids, because I know my mother was praying for me. Pray for your kids, believe the best, and trust God for the process.
Ooh, I can attest to that because, guys, I wasn't the best teenager growing up. And I can also attest to saying that no matter what, good, bad, indifferent, my parents' continuous love and support was what carried me and sustained me and always grounded me throughout my journey and throughout my process. And parents do pay, or guardians, whomever those people are that are in your life, do play an important role in one's development, their character, their tenacity, their morals, their principles, and their beliefs. So I'm so grateful for my foundation. I've seen my mom grow in different ways, and it's only encouraged me. I've seen her push through different circumstances, whether it was personal or professional. And so, as I was saying, my mom is truly a light, and she is the definition of visual representation of faith is the substance of things not seen, and just truly trusting a process. So I'm so grateful for having that example, that leading lady in my life who has helped guide me, whether it was verbally or just simply being an example. So thank you, Mom, for joining the podcast today and sharing just a little bit about your journey in motherhood. Now, what I really want to dive into is this post-doc life. And so with that being said, if you're following me on Instagram, I've recently been posting workout videos, trying to be as transparent as possible because I know that I need the gym. I don't want to go to the gym. I don't like the gym. I don't enjoy doing the task. I enjoy the results. Therefore, I know, and I mean the results, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, all the things that working out does for me. So I know that I need to do it. And I haven't been able to do that because this degree and just life was physically, mentally, and emotionally taxing. So now that that is out of the way, I'm trying to find myself again. Although I've read that I'll never truly be the same as I was before beginning my doctoral journey, but I am looking to get back to some sense of normalcy. And with that being said, and going back to the gym, not only did I start going back to the gym, but I will be documenting just little things that I'm doing to make me feel good. I am the fashionable PhD, and what that means is my appearance is always a priority. Because if you look good, you also feel good. And we all can attest to that. On some of the days where you're feeling your lowest, all it takes is for you to take a good shower, put on some fresh clothes, comb your hair, and it changes your energy. It boosts your energy. It boosts your morale. And so one other component is making sure that I'm taking care of myself, getting the physicals, making sure that my body is functioning the way it needs to be functioning, making sure that I'm getting the facials, the massages, making sure that I am getting my nails done regularly, right? Making sure that I am just doing all the self-care things that one needs to do that can sometimes get left behind when you're doing a doctoral degree, or it makes it more challenging to do those things because you just simply don't want to, right? I also believe that I said this in one of the previous episodes that it is important to find community. I'm echoing this again because last week I had a meeting with another postdoc colleague and a future postdoc colleague, and her and I were able to share this commonality, this shared emotion on trying to identify what it means to be normal. And so this week, in about 4 days, we'll be live on Instagram and we'll be talking about this postdoc life experience because it's often untold. And just as people experience depression or emotional or mental strain during the doctoral program, a lot of times postdoc, you can have that same level of depression, anxiety, almost as postpartum. When a mom gives birth and she goes through postpartum, after giving birth, that level of sadness, depression, confusion, this new reality causes something in our brains to, I don't want to say malfunction, but get off centered, right? Same with veterans when they go off to deployments and they come back and some of them have post-traumatic stress disorder. It is very similar to this process. And a lot of us are trying to identify normalcy. I spoke to another colleague and she said to me that it took her almost 3 years to get herself together after defending her dissertation. I was like, okay, great. I don't feel that bad. Because what causes the depression I feel is like this pressure to keep going, this pressure to like do all the things, right? And just being in that community and talking to others who've gone through a similar journey and saying like, no, girl, like I feel the same way you feel, or no, girl, I felt the same way. It took me X amount of months or days or years to get over that and start really living and enjoying my life to its fullest capacity. So when I say anchor yourself and find a community, it's very important. I'm so grateful that my pictures on Instagram and social media went viral because I found so many fellow doctors that have been in my inbox and just showering me with love, but also sharing their experience, sharing words of comfort, and just being now what I consider I can potentially see meeting lifelong friends. And I think that I said that as well. Finding your circle matters. You can have your friends that have not done the same things academically as you. And that's good because you need them, right? You need them. But you also need your friends who have gone through the same journey and you guys can speak that language and just really understand each other, right? I have a friend, she's an MUA. Me and her talk about this all the time. I was like, you know, when me and her talking, we can talk about business and branding and things of that nature. But there are certain experiences that she's had as a makeup artist and a makeup studio owner and building her brand and just different experiences that she's had being in that industry that I can't relate to. So it's important for her to be with like-minded MUAs who have the same vision or goals that are in alignment, for her to be able to have that safe space to talk and bounce ideas off, to only build and make her brand better. So whatever your niche is, whatever industry you work in, please make sure that you find like-minded individuals who have similar goals or just have a vision for more that you can go and think tank and bounce ideas off, or just kick up your feet and relax and be like, I'm over it. And they understand. And you, if you're following, you've also heard me say that I want to get back to finding a sense of normalcy and finding myself again. With that means identifying who my new self is. What activities does the new version of Sydney enjoy doing? I have this desire that I want to learn how to play golf. So before the end of the summer, I will be in golf lessons. That's my desire. I want to challenge myself to learn and do something different. Before, I was a cyclist. I lived in LA. I had a cycling community. We cycled every Saturday. I would also cycle during the week, and that was my activity. Many people are always like, are you going back to cycling? I have my bike. Yes. When are you going to get back on your bike? And honestly, truly, the environment in Houston isn't the same as the environment in Los Angeles, right? So I don't necessarily know that I'll ever be back cycling again in that capacity. Maybe every once in a while I'll get on my bike and do a little something, but I won't be doing 60, 70 miles on my bike, especially not in this Texas heat. Like, the climate is just totally different. It's almost unbearable. I can barely walk from my house to my car, or from Target to the car sometimes, or from the car to Target. Well, actually, walking from the car to Target is a lot easier than any of those other tasks, because, I mean, who doesn't love Target, right? There's a little incentive in going inside of Target. JK. But yeah, so finding out, what does Sydney like now? That's also a part of my postdoc journey. So I hope that you guys enjoy. If you're not following my Instagram, please make sure you're following me on Instagram at Sydney Clark. Same Instagram. It's been the same Instagram for a while. I also have at The Fashionable PhD. And let's just join a journey. If you see me posting my workout videos, like, just send some words of encouragement, guys, because it's really not hard. And it's not hard once you get in the rhythm and the routine right, but it's just about building that routine back up. And especially when you've gone without for so long. Yeah. It's mind over matter, but I'm a fight for my life. I'm going to fight for my life and give it all I have. Because I love how I feel and how I look when I'm in the gym and I'm functioning at high level. So that's my TED Talk. If you didn't take anything else away from this, my mom spoke highly about the influence of God in her life. Whatever your spirituality is, make sure that you anchor yourself in that and you're able to meditate and find a moment of zen in all things that you do so that you can be able to function at your highest capacity. The next thing as postdoc advice, I say, find a sense of community, be okay with just being, and identify what the new you looks like and what the new you likes. So those are my three giveaways for postdoc life. Y'all pray for me because it is rough out here for your girl, okay? Struggling. I'm also challenging myself to get back in the kitchen and cooking. So I've been doing a little bit more of that. I have all the social medias and I'm just trying to decide like how I want to leverage them. I did decide, however, that TikTok will be my outlet for cooking videos because I enjoy cooking. And so you guys can watch me cook on TikTok. And it's the same as my Instagram, at Sydney Clark. So with that being said, I hope you gathered a few things that you can take and apply into your daily life. Thank you for tuning in. It's always fun. It's always a pleasure. Bye for now. Oh, and when you see me posting my post doc videos, please don't hesitate. DM me, comment, let me know what your post doc life experience was like. And if you'd like to come on the podcast and talk about your post doc life experience, send me a DM. Also, you can email me. I have the email attached to my Instagram. Let's work. Let's get the word out. Let's normalize just being after you complete your degree. Bye for now. Yeah.